It's time for Benedictine Raven Basketball on Care Radio 93.7 and online at mscsports.net. Join Tom and Gus Counts as they provide play-by-play coverage and in-game analysis of Raven hoops throughout the regular and postseason. Our coverage is made possible in part by our title sponsor, Hamada Wealth Management. Stay tuned. Your pregame begins right after these messages from our Raven sports boosters. Are you confused about the stock market? Do you feel like you're taking too much risk? Do you just feel lost at times on what to do? If you are looking for investment guidance in these uncertain times, Hamada Wealth Management is here to assist. Ken Hamada with Hamada Wealth Management has been helping retirees with their income and retirement plans for over 24 years. If you are looking for some direction with your investment and retirement portfolio, they invite you to give them a call. They'll be happy to sit down and review your financial goals, make sure your investments are in tune with your objectives, and finally, make sure you're not taking too much risk. At Hamada Wealth Management, they believe it's important to not just make money, but preserve it. To schedule your income and retirement plan review, give Ken a call at 913-379-8690. That's 913-379-8690. Or search online at Hamada Wealth, Atchison, Kansas. Securities offered through Avantax Investment Services, member FINRA, SIPC. Investment advisory services offered through Avantax Advisory Services.
This is KAIR-FM, Horton, Atchison, powered by MSC Radio and found online at msconews.net.
And with that, we welcome you to the Joe Charles Fieldhouse on the campus of...
Why not start the...
Stockton College in Canton, Missouri. It is college basketball this afternoon on Kid Radio. You hear it, the squeaks and the sneakers behind us as this thing has just gotten underway. We are scoreless in the girls' game. Hello again, everybody, with Joseph, our producer and engineer this afternoon. Back in the Care Studio, Tom Couch to your courtside. The ball slapped out of bounds. Again, we are scoreless in the opening moments of the ball game. Culver Stockton coming into the game today, having a great season. They are 17-10, 12-9 in the heart. Benedictine coming in at 6-18, or rather 9-18. Here's a driving shot up and good for CSC by Avery Edding. Benedictine again, 9-18, 6-15 in the conference. Culver Stockton starting. Mackenzie Lathrop, but Aaliyah Ortiz, Avery Edding, Tiana Ortiz, and Katie Webb. For Benedictine, Kennedy Nicholson and Twyla Karras Quibble, Riley Wade, Jennifer Jacobs, Aaliyah Range. It is 2-0. Culver Stockton has taken that early lead. CSC has the basketball back down court with it. The people go over to the right block. Shot is up off the window, but no good. Rebounding it down is going to be Twyla. Benedictine's coming up the floor with it. Down the left side is going to come Kennedy Nicholson. Alternating hands and dribble brings it out to the top of the key to Twyla. Up to the right side, Kennedy. Out on top. It's going to be Range. She'll go three, hit three. Ravens in front. Aaliyah Range will hit her first bucket of the afternoon. And Benedictine, early in the game, is going to take a 3-2 lead. BC in the traveling black uniforms with red and white. And for Culver Stockton, as it is breast cancer awareness game for them, they are in, I don't know how to describe it, a bright, I'm going to call it a Barbie pink, okay, uniform with white lettering and trim. Ball's going to be lost out of bounds. Benedictine is going to be putting it in play. It is 3-2. Benedictine's Lady Ravens in front on the road here this afternoon. For the BC ladies, it is the final game of the season. They're going to wrap it up today, last day for the seniors. It's senior day here. By the way, here's a shot again. Range for three more. Aaliyah with two threes. Coach Jeanette Bergen for Culver calling a timeout. Joseph, we're going to take our first break of the ball game. We're coming at 7:17 to go. We're in the opening quarter. Benedictine 6, Culver Stockton 2.
Dan Rapplinger from Exchange Bank. You know, banking is so much better when you have friends that you know and trust. The kind you find at Exchange Bank. When it's time for a new car, a new house, or even a line of credit for your business, turn to us. We'll be there with you every step of the way. Exchange Bank. We're your friend and your banking partner. Equal housing lender. Member FDIC.
Exchange Bank and Trust. Community-minded, that's my bank.
coming out of the timeout. See what Cobra Stockton is going to change. Turning it right there, giving it a full house, but Benedictine is broken out on top by four. And we're just over 7 minutes to play in the opening quarter. Long way to go in this one. The pass is going to be kicked over to the right side, taken there by Aaliyah Ortiz. Again, we have the Ortiz sisters, Aaliyah and Kiana. So if we keep track of that, this is going to be Kiana. Drives into the lane, puts a shot up, no good. Rebound tipped out, and Ravens are going to come down with it. Into the ballgame for BC has come Kiana Herrera. So Benedictine with a Kiana and Annie. Aaliyah. Culver Stockton has a Kiana and an Aaliyah out on the floor right now. Here's a feed, 15-footer. Jacobs has two. Jennifer Jacobs from the free throw line makes it an 8-2 Lady Raven lead. We're at 6:20 to go in the opening quarter. CSC over to the left side with the basketball. Into the game for them has come Josie Landrum. Josie is a 5'6" senior from Irontown, Missouri. And here's a three. Up and gun from the left side for Landrum. Landrum will knock down the three, and it's 6 minutes to go in the opening quarter. It is an 8-5 Benedictine lead. Here's a long two, up and short for Kennedy, and a rebound tipped out. It's going to be Saints out of the lane side. Then Hunts for the Lady Ravens underneath. There's a shot up. Jacobs, it rolls off the rim. No follow shot. No follow shot. Yes! Lift that one to Kiana Herrera. It is 10-5 Benedictine. 5.5 to go in a quickly moving opening quarter of women's college basketball. Happy to have you with us on a Saturday afternoon in mid-February. Lady Ravens in their final game of 22-23 season. 5:24 to go in the opening quarter. Right now you got Culver moving the ball around the perimeter. Benedictine's defense has been absolutely outstanding here at the onset of the game. They've brought the shot clock go down to 3-2. The shot at the buzzer at 1, and it's going to go in. The bucket for McKenzie. She'll have her 5th point of the game. It is 10-7. Benedictine, we're midpoint of the opening quarter. Fouls have been no issue. No one has committed one yet. Here's BC to the baseline. The feed into JJ. Skips it over to the right side. Back it'll come. Into the lane. The hook pass out on top. Look away from Herrera. Over to the right side. Starting to drive in his range. She'll play off the screen. Moves the handle. Goes back. Picks it up. Needs some help. Feeds underneath. Gets it there to Riley. Her shot to the baseline. No good. Wayne can't get it to fall. Rebounding it up the floor. Here comes McKenzie Latham. Over to the left side. It's going to go. It is a 4:33 to go in the opening quarter. And a driving shot from the left side is going to be up and in. The bucket by Megan Teal for Culver Stockton cuts the Raven lead, and we're going to get a Benedictine timeout. Each team has used one. Joseph taking another break. Now with 4:27 to go in the opening quarter. From Canton, Lady Ravens 10, Culver 9.
Why not start the new season with a visit to an old friend? Mueller's Locker Room, locally owned and operated. Mueller's is Atchison's original sports bar and grill and has been the hot spot for good times since 1988. With a wide selection of great foods and great beer, wine, and spirits, you always win at Mueller's. In the dugout or on the deck, let Mueller's be your locker room. Mueller's Locker Room, 120 South 2nd in Atchison, your sports bar for all seasons.
Let's be very candid right here. Both teams are playing really well in the early part of this ball game, and it's a clip we're going. We're on a roughly 80-point clip for both of these teams. It is 10-9 with a little less than 5 minutes to go in the opening quarter. Benedictine putting the ball in play, deep into backcourt, and the upcourt pass is going to be stolen. Coming up with it is Culver Stockton. They're looking to take their first lead of the game. Over to the right side with it is going to be Olivia Hopp. The pass in the middle is batted away and taken down by Rain. Aaliyah comes up with a basketball and Benedictine moving it to the forward court. Up top side with it is going to be Allie Kramer. Allie accelerates all the way to the baseline, feeds into the lane. The shot, Herrera, off the glass and good. The assist to Kramer, Rebecca Herrera. Benedictine up now at 12-9. We're inside 4 to go in the first. All the way out in the center circle. Run the ball comes from the 1 for Culver Stockton. It's going to be Avery Edding. She'll swing it over to the right side, McKenzie. Latham will look it up on top to Olivia Hopp. Back out on top. They work the perimeter. Benedictine allowing no room inside. Shot clock to 4. Shot clock to 3. A desperation shot at the buzzer. It's in and out. No good. And the rebound tipped out. Herrera. BC looking to save it in. And what a great effort by Kramer to save it in play. Lady Ravens coming up the floor with it. 3:20 to go in the first. Benedictine with the basketball, leading it by 3. It is 12-9. Coach Folsom running two of his starters back to the scorer's table. Rotate, getting ready to rotate them in. Here's a shot up and range for two more. Elliot Range has been absolutely outstanding in the last few weeks, putting points on the board. She's been outstanding through her career. It is now 14-9 at Benedictine. Inside three to go in the first. 2:55. Culver's Johnson going left to right across your dial in the first half. Tom side with it is going to be Eddie. She'll go down the side of the lane. Cut off there. Brings it on top. 3-point shot. McKenzie lays them up. No good. Rebound. Benedictine. Reigns has got to come down with the basketball. Take it down here in front of the scorer's table. Get it into the forecourt. Wants to get it to Kramer and does. Yes, we are on the scorer's table here this afternoon. Just immediately adjacent to the Benedictine bench. You can probably hear Coach Folsom just to my right. Here's a feed into the lane. Turning, twisting. The shot is up and blocked. And we're going to have our first foul of the game. The foul is going to be whistled on Olivia Hopp. It'll be her first. And again, the first foul by either team this afternoon. Say, what else we haven't seen? We haven't seen a missed three-point shot. Benedictine is 2 of 2. Culver Stockman, 1 of 1. So these teams are shooting the ball very, very well. Coming to the free throw line for the Lady Ravens, Grace Dixon. And she'll be stepping up there shooting to the freshman out of Manhattan, Kansas. First one's in. Ravens are going to extend their lead now to 15-9 with one more shot coming. Grace is going to take her time, look it over. 2:21 to go in the opening quarter. Second one is airborne, rolling out, no good. Rebound, Culver Stockton coming up with the basketball. Benedictine by 6. Down 4 with it, over to the right side. It's going to be Waterhouse Brennan. Boy, both of these coaches have used a ton of players already. Here's the drive into the lane. The spinning shot up and no good for Katie Webb. Here comes Benedictine. Flying down the left side of the floor for the Lady Ravens is going to be Allie Kramer. Dumps it off on top, Kennedy. Nicholson to the top of the key. Left side, Michaela Bauman. Driving in is going to be, the ball is going to be knocked away from Allie Kramer. Up the court, it's a 2-on-2 break all the way to the rack, and it won't roll in. Rebound out of bounds. CSC basketball. With a minute 43 to go in the opening quarter, Culver has it in play at their offensive baseline. Benedictine leads it here, a 15-9 margin. The inbound, lobbed out on top. Kick back over to Aaliyah Ortiz, whose scoop shot rolls out. Rebound, Benedictine. Twyla coming up with the board. BC up the floor. Kick to the right side. The shot, Nicholson, no. Rebound tipped around. Cleared away by Culver. Waterhouse Brennan coming up with the ball. Running back the other way, Culver Stockton. Shooting percentage is still extremely good. Culver is 4 of 12, Benedictine 6 of 14. The pass to the left side. Open three is going to be passed up. Now they'll dip it back again. Here's a three taken, and that one will not go in. Ravens are going to rebound it down. Michaela Bauman sweeps down the board. Here comes Allie Kramer. She'll come down, square up, go three, no. And a rebound to Culver. Long board pulled down by Aaliyah Ortiz. We're in the last minute of the first. Benedictine leading it by 6. Coach Bergman on her feet. She says, that's enough. Coach Bergen says, timeout? No, she's setting a play here. With hands touching both shoulders, like she's coming for the short timeout. She's setting a last play, maybe, for the opening quarter for Culver. They'll go to the baseline left, where the three-point shot is up and missing. And Kennedy Nicholson rebounds it down. Shot clock is off. Benedictine has the ball with 24 seconds to play in the first quarter. You got Kramer with the ball. Skips it to the right side and throws it away. Right into the hands of Kiana Ortiz. Right side it goes to Avery Edding. Back out on top, it'll go to Webb. They'll work it around the left side. 8 seconds, 7. Down to the baseline left, the running shot. Missing. Rebound tipped out. Saved by Culver with 3. Out on top with 2. The buzzer shot with 1. No! At the end of the opening quarter. Culver Stockton battling, but Benedictine playing good basketball. End of one in Canton, Missouri. It's the Lady Ravens 15, CFD 9.
Other value menus have burritos, maybe even nachos. But only Taco John's Valueist menu has the cheese-loving audacity to put nachos inside a burrito. With crunchy tortilla chips, creamy nacho cheese, and zesty sauces, our new Nacho Crunch burritos pack two melty faves into one. Try them with seasoned beef for just $2, or grilled chicken for $3. This might be our cheesiest menu ever. The Valueist menu, only at Taco John's. Bigger, bolder, better. Download our app, earn free food.
Good to have you back with us here. We're at the Joe Charles Fieldhouse on the campus of Culver Stockton College in Canton, Missouri, thanks to the Mississippi River. Senior day here, they'll be recognizing seniors between the games, so we'll have that to enjoy a little later. Recap of the opening quarter, Ben Dixon, 6 of 15, shooting the ball, hitting 40% of those shots for Culver's, 4 of 16 at 25%. Lady Ravens, 2 of 3 from the outside, Culver 1 of 4. Culver has not had a free throw, Benedictson is 1 of 2. Rebound, Ravens have a massive inch at 13 to 8. And Benedictson will have all those good numbers turn into the scoreboard. 15-9, BC in front. Lady Ravens putting the ball in play, having trouble, and they're not going to get it in. It's slapped out of bounds, and it's going to go back to Culver Stock from Lady Ravens failing on the inbound, playing at the end of the, or at the beginning of the second quarter. Thank you. Here we go. Culver Stockton up the floor with it, and Aaliyah Ortiz brings it up. Goes on the right side, Avery Edding. Little backdoor pass in the right side of the lane. The ball is going to get away, and it's going to be Benedictine basketball. It is off the outstretched fingertips of Megan Deal, and the Ravens are going to get it back. Megan is a 5'10" junior from Chillicothe, Ohio. Not that Chillicothe became two on the way here today, but Chillicothe, Ohio. Benedictine will feed into the lane. Left-handed layup is good. Jennifer Jacobs. Jacobs stretches the Benedictine lead to 17-9. An 8-point advantage, their biggest of the day, with 9:20 to go in the first half. Skip pass over to the right side. Baseline jump shot rolls off. No good. Rebound tipped out, and Culver is going to pull it back down. Now, I've had it suggested to me that my Barbie pink reference to the uniform may have not been as accurate as a Pepto-Bismol pink. So you can kind of maybe conjure those images up in your mind. They are bright, and they are pink. I will give it to you. Jump shot for the left side. TSC missing. And a rebound is going to be hauled down by Riley Wade. Riley will get it away to Kennedy Nicholson, bringing it down the left side with 8:50 to go in the opening half. Benedictine has the basketball leading by a 17-9 margin. Skip pass comes out on top. All the way to the right side is going to go Wade. Takes it to the baseline. Puts the shot up from the right side. Won't go down. Rebound Culver. Up the floor, Aaliyah Ortiz. Goes again to the right side to Avery. Heading with the basketball. Dishes it back over to the left to Dio. Dio wants to get it to the top. Has no room. Takes it to the left. Three-point shot. Airborne and knocking it down is Kiana Ortiz. That long shot changes the game. It's now 17-12. And the Raven lead cuts to 5. We're at 8:15 to play first half. Again, with hardly any fouls being called, there have been very few stoppages of play. Here's the drive into the lane. The shot is up, straight up and straight in. Rain has 10. 19-12, Benedictine. As we go inside 8 to play in the half. Culver Stockton running his offense right in front of us here. Over to the right side with it is going to be Edding. We're going to get Riley Wade. Edding twists and turns and spins. Cannot get a shot off. The Raymond defense has been absolutely just nails hard. The feed into the lane. The runner's up off the mark and pulling down the rebound is Benedictine. Harris Quillen will bring it up the floor. Dumps it over to the right side. Green kicks it to the left. The three. Wade. Too strong. Rebound. Culver. Benedictine is now 8 of 18 shooting the ball at 44%. And we've got 7-11 to go in the half. BC is going to get Kiana Herrera back to the scorer's table. Also coming up is going to be Michaela Bauman. Shot clock at 10. One of the things Culver has done in this game, they have worked the shot clock. They have run this thing way down. Here's a three from the left side. She hit up one to go and hits another one. Mackenzie Lathrop has her second three and her 8th point this afternoon. It is 19-15. Benedictine by 4. Wade, top side, Jacobs. Here's Kennedy for 3. Got it! Kennedy Nicholson is on the board. Her first points of the day. Push the Raven lead again to a 22-15 stretch. 6.5 to go first half. Culver Stockton's had a strong season against 17-10, 12-9 in the conference. Here's a three from straight away at the top. It's too strong. Hitting the back of the rim and the long rebound is going to be hips back in play and picked up by Aaliyah Raines. Hoover tried to save it in, but Raines was right on the spot to come up with a free basketball. The drive to the baseline. Two more for Jennifer Jacobs. JJ has a half dozen, and we're going to see another Calder Stockton timeout. Let's take a break with them. With 6:06 to go in the opening half, it is Benedictine 24, Calder Stockton 15.
Whether it's normal automotive maintenance like oil changes and wiper replacement or more serious repairs like starters and alternators, Acheson Auto Parts is your local stop for everything you need to keep your vehicle running at peak performance. They carry a line of diesel engine parts including turbos, injection pumps, and injectors for Duramax and Powerstroke engines. Now open 8 to 6 Monday through Saturday and 9 to 6 on Sunday. Acheson Auto Parts, your independent Napa dealer, 424 Woodlawn Avenue in Acheson.
Back with us here in Canton. It's a beautiful day, beautiful drive across the state of Missouri from one side to the other. And we're back to action. Culver Stockton with the basketball and playing for the backcourt. Benedictine with a 9-point lead. It is their largest advantage of the afternoon. On the right side, Kiana Ortiz. Behind her to Edding. They'll work the perimeter. This is what they had done at the onset of the ballgame. Trying to get the ball around the outside. Now they'll drive baseline. The defense collapses in. They kick it off on top with a three-point shot. Set sail and missing. And the rebound is going to be scrummed for on the floor. We're getting a jump ball. We are. So what Comer's doing, they work the ball around the outside. The defense is flexing to chase the ball. And they keep working the perimeter. And then when the defense gets fully flexed to one side, they kick it across to the open corner on whichever baseline corner it is. For an uncontested three. Unfortunately for Culver, they haven't been able to hit those shots. But doesn't hit this play out of the lane. Josie Landrum, her first point of the day. 24-17, Benedictine. Down to 5.5 to go in the half. Nicholson will attack the lane. Jump it over to the right side. Here's a three, airborne. Good! 3 points, John Alley Dreamer. Her first point of the game. 27-17, a double-figure lead for Benedictine. And we have 5 minutes left, second quarter. Aaliyah Ortiz kicks it down in front of the Benedictine bench to Josie Landrum. Back it'll swing over to the right side. Raymond defense has been impressive to me. Again, the shot clock is at 5 as this layup is going to go up and in. Avery Edding has 4. 27-19, Benedictine. Out on top of this is going to be Kramer in little trouble. She's defended closely by Aaliyah Ortiz. It'll go left side. Nicholson, three-point shot, nope. And a rebound. Put that by maybe the smallest player on the floor out there, and that's Avery Edding. Avery comes down with the basketball, and she got a shot on the other end. That's up and good, and the Ravens are going to take a timeout. Let's do it, Joseph. The break here at 4, 21 to go in the opening half. It's now Benedictine 27, Culver Stockton 21.
Subway makes it their priority to serve you the delicious meals you love in the easiest, safest ways possible. Order in-store, online, or through the Subway app for carryout service. And with so many sandwich and salad options, everyone in the family will be happy. Check out their fresh melts, signature wraps, no bready bowls, and amazing salads. At Subway, under the 5th Street Viaduct in Atchison.
Out of the timeout, Benedictine is on the floor with Kennedy Nicholson and Allie Kramer, Michaela Bauman, Kiana Herrera, and Grace Dixon. That's your Benedictine 5. BC will get it across the timeline to Grace, play between the circles, back over to the right side and out on top for Culver, Landrum, and Latham, Ortiz, and Waterhouse Brennan. 13 on the shot clock, beautiful pass in the middle, and the shot missed by Grace Dixon. She thought she was on the side of the basket. Turned out she was right in front of it, had to alter her shot to get it over the rim instead of getting it off the backboard, and in all of that, misses the layup. Well done execution of the play, just not finished. And the shot on the other end missed by Culver. An offensive rebound is going to be pushed out on top to Landrum. Culver with the ball, 15 on the shot clock. They got reset. The drive down to the block. The pass out on top is going to be stolen. Here comes Benediction, and now it's going to be stolen back. A little incidental contact by Nicholson. And we will have, are you ready for this? The first foul of the game by Benediction. It's going to be a Kennedy Nicholson foul. 3.5 to go in the first half. Culver Stockton has only had one team foul in the game. That came back in the opening quarter. So this crew today, not bothering with a lot of fouls this afternoon. It's the last game of the year, right? Let's get it done. Move on. Beautiful Saturday afternoon to get out of the gym. 3:20 to go in the first half. Culver with the basketball around to the left side with it. They're going to go looking into the middle. Benedictson staying with the player defense. They'll swing it off on top. The feet into the lane. No room there. Great defense by Grace. Boy, she is tough in the middle. Now a drive on the left side. And moves it left. Herrera flat-footed. And an easy layup for Kiana Ortiz. She's up to 7 points. 27-23. That 10-point lead has been trimmed to 4. 2:50 to go. Cutting into the lane. Putting up a 15-footer. It won't go for range. Rebounding it to Dixon. She's tied up by a pair of defenders. And a jump ball. Possession will go to Benedictson. So the Lady Rams are going to be putting into play at their offensive end. Dixon and Herrera. Check out for BC. 2:45 left. Now, Joseph, I hear a small hum in the background. We'll discuss it at halftime, and maybe it's just in my ears here. We'll hope that you're not dealing with that as well. 2:45 to go in the half. Ravens putting it into the baseline with shot clock at 19. Over to the left side. The feet to the block. The pass in the middle is knocked away from JJ. Up with it will come Lathrop. She tries to put a little high step move on, but Reigns is not going to be fooled by that. Here's a travel. No whistle. The shot is going to go up and in. Katie Webb has her first point. And suddenly the Raven lead trimmed to 2. 27-25. And 2:22 to go in the half. Culver Stockton is on a, 8-0 run? Benedictine has not scored a point since they went up by 10. On the right side with it is Jacobs. Back it will come. Reigns. Left side, Kramer. Shot clock to 5. Driving in. Reigns. Feet across. The layup. Rolls in at the buzzer. JJ with her 8th point today. 29-25 Benedictine. And BC on the board for the first time in what feels like a really long time. It's been over 3 minutes. Minute 40 to go, first half. Culver will feed down again to the right block, falling away. And again, it looks like a travel is stepping backward with the ball is Katie Webb. But she misses the shot, and the Ravens are going to rebound it back. A minute and a half to go in the half. Team is going at lightning pace. Here's Reigns with it. Feeds down to the left side. It's popped out of the hands of Kara Scrimmo, out of bounds to Benedictus. Jennifer's really working the official down there. She's not happy with how some of it's going. She's really not happy with the lot of fouls being called, is what it really kind of points out to. She thinks there's a little more contact being allowed this afternoon and is in her comfort zone. But she's going to take Kramer out of the game. So let's just set that Benedictine 5 for you. Here's Little Bauman, Jacobs, Reigns, and who else I got out here? Kennedy Nicholson back in. Minute 5 to go in the half. Culver with the basketball. Ravens beating it by 4. DSC back in the way a little bit, putting it out. Now the drive over to the right side. The runner by Webb misses. She crashes over the top. No foul called. And Benedictine coming up the floor with the rebound. So the no fouls being called is a two-way street here today. The three for the deep in the baseline left is good. Michaela Bauman. Her first point of the afternoon. 32-25 BC. 40 seconds left in a very quickly moving first half of women's college basketball. Heart of America Athletic Conference. We're in Kansas, Missouri. CSC with the ball. Goes to the top of the key. Elliot Ortiz drives down the right side, splits to the defender. Lots of contact, no foul. The ball goes out of bounds. It'll belong to Culver with 11 on the shot clock. 24 seconds left in the half. The voice you hear in the background, Jeanette Bergen, ninth season head coach of Culver Stockton. She's out as far as she can go, maybe a little bit further, instructing her team what she wants to see in this likely final first half possession. Out on top is Webb. Five on the shot clock. The ball batted away. It's on the floor. Ravens scrum for it, and they'll pick it up. Great hustle by Benedictson. And they've got 10 seconds. Now nine. Nicholson in the forecourt with six. Kennedy pulls off a screen. Runs with a 17-footer. No. It's rebounded down with two, and it is halftime. It was a great first half for the Lady Ravens. We'll be back to summarize it for you. Going to the locker room here in Canton. It's Benedictson, 32, Culver Stockton, 25.
Hundley Liquor is your hometown liquor store with everything you can imagine. Whether you're in the mood to finish a great day by kicking back and drinking a domestic or imported beer, or maybe even a fine wine to pair with your dinner tonight, whatever your need, look no further. Hundley Liquor at 119 South 9th Street has got it. Beer, wine, spirits. Hundley Liquor, hometown friendly, hometown helpful in Atchison.
Skyway Baints at 711 Commercial Street in downtown Atchison is always introducing new products with you in mind. Check out the selection of slim and foldable batteries, Delta gummies, carts, and dispos. If it's e-juice you want, Skyway Vapes has it, along with all of your vaping accessories. It's the vaping experience you want. Friendly, knowledgeable service with a range of products that can't be beat. Skyway Vapes, 711 Commercial in downtown Atchison. Open 10 to 9, Monday through Saturday, Sunday, noon to 7.
Well, we've arrived at halftime of the women's game. We welcome you back here to Canton, Missouri. The Benedictine Men's Club is out of the court warming up. And frankly, I'm looking around, but I see two guys out here for Culver taking a few pregame shots. This is the halftime of the ladies' game. Well, that's all happening. Let's recap that first half. What do you say? Scoring. Let's start with that. For Benedictson, it was a fabulous first half for Aaliyah Raines. 10 points, eight of those in the opening quarter. Jennifer Jacobs right on her heels. She's got eight. It is Kiana Herrera, four in the half. Three apiece, Kennedy Nicholson, Allie Kramer, Michaela Bauman, and one in the first half for Grace Dixon. For Culver Stockton, eight sent away. Mackenzie Lathrop with eight, seven by Kiana Ortiz. It was a four-point half for Avery Edding. Then with two each is Josie Landrum, Megan Deal, and Katie Webb. Thank you. As you might have been, can't have been led to believe during the course of that first half, fouls are really not much of a problem for anybody. Each team in the first half was a whistle for one foul. Culver Stockton, their only foul on Olivia Hoff in the opening quarter. The only Benedictine foul is a second quarter one by Kennedy Nicholson. So, no foul issues at all. Shooting the basketball and running some of the numbers, Benedictine has shot well. 13 of 28, 46.4%. That's a pretty livable kind of a number. Culver Stockton has improved as the game went on. They are now up to 34% on 11 of 32 shooting. From the outside, Benedictson, just hot. 5 of 8, that's 63%. Culver is 3 of 9, hitting a third of their outside shot. At the free throw line, Benedictson 1 of 2, and Culver Stockton has not shot a free throw today. Turnovers, 5 for the Lady Ravens to Culver's, 7 for the Lady Ravens to Culver's 5. Rebound. Benedictson with a slight edge, 19 for Culver Stockton, 17 of those 19 for Benedictson, 14 of a defensive rebound. Lady Ravens have also been credited with 10 assists so far this afternoon and 3 steals of the basketball. Those assists, well, they belong to Kennedy Nicholson with 3, Riley Wade with 3, 2 for Aaliyah Raines, Jacobs, and Kramer, each with one assist for Benedictus. Shaking it down, the bottom line is, it's been a very good first half of basketball for Benedictus. And again, they're up against a Calder Stockton team that's going into the postseason. They've had a really good season at 17-10 and 12-9 in the conference. They are at home for the final regular season game. It is senior day here. So you've got all of these intangibles pulling for Calder Stockton. And yet Benedictus carries a 7-point lead to Middlemarcher at halftime. Speaking of which, it is halftime. We're going to take a brief intermission. We'll be back to bring you second half of the ladies' game live, and then, of course, after that, it is the guys' turn. Benedictus men and Calder Stockton, an anticipated 4 o'clock tip-off, I suspect, earlier. That said, we'll be back here in Kent with the second half of the girls' game, but right now, with the halftime score, Benedictus 32, Calder Stockton 25. Back we go to Joseph in the Care Sports Studio for another one of his tremendous halftime.
Deciding between original Medicare and Medicare Advantage plans can be difficult, yet it's one of the most important decisions you'll make because it affects your health, your finances, and your peace of mind. The Health Benefits Navigator at Amberwell can help you to review your options carefully and choose the plan that is best suited to your personal needs. This service is free and available to all community members, whether you're a patient at Amberwell or not. To set up a free appointment, please call 913-367-2650. That's 913-367-2650.
Get your tan on at Snap Fitness. You don't have to be a Snap Fitness member to take advantage of their great tanning deals. With 3 tanning beds, appointments are available from 10 a.m. to 1 p.m. and 2 p.m. to 6 p.m. on Monday through Thursdays and 10 a.m. to 12 p.m. on Fridays and Saturdays. Call them at 913-367-1511 to schedule. Get your tan on at Snap Fitness, 409 Commercial in Atchison.
Burgers, blizzards, and more, all at Dairy Queen Grill and Chill in Atchison. Try a DQ signature stack burger like the Flamethrower or the loaded A1 stack burgers. Try the seasonal treats, including the Frosted Sugar Cookie Blizzard, Candy Cane Chill Blizzard, and the Caramel Mocha Chip Shake. It's all at Dairy Queen Grill and Chill in Atchison, where it's fan food, not fast food.
Good afternoon, and thank you for joining us right here at Hot Country 93.7 as we're bringing you Benedictine basketball as they're on the road at Calder Stockton. We'll be returning for the second half of the girls' game and Tom Kautz courtside in just a moment. Taking a look at the Care Country sports schedule, we've got a game scheduled for Tuesday night where we've got ACCHS at JCN, a pair of games. We've got the girls' game at 6 o'clock. The boys should be taken to the court right about 8 o'clock. And Friday, on the schedule right now, we have a little bit of a conundrum. There could be some BC Men Conference play. There could be also the ACCVHS versus Pleasant Ridge series. So please stay tuned. If we do play the ACCHS versus Pleasant Ridge series, we will have the girls game at 6 p.m. The boys will be at 8, and that's coming up this Friday. The Care Country sports schedule is getting a little bit of sparse, but of course we still have Sports Look. Sports Look comes to you every Thursday night, where Tom and Gus Kautz discuss the local, regional, and national sports scene. Sports Look airs immediately following the 5 o'clock news report, right about 5:15 to 5:20. I'll be back in just a moment with a look around the Heart of America Athletic Conference with the scores as I have them.
Your car is a complex machine filled with the latest technology, and it needs quality service to keep it running right. By taking your car or truck to Lewis Chevrolet Buick in Atchison, you will have peace of mind knowing your vehicle will be maintained and repaired by highly trained professionals. And when it's time to add or upgrade a vehicle, look right here at Lewis Chevrolet Buick. Small town feel with big city discounts. Call them at 913-367-3000 or stop by 314 Woodlawn in Atchison.
Why not start the new season with a visit to an old friend, Mueller's Locker Room. Locally owned and operated, Mueller's is Atchison's original sports bar and grill and has been the hot spot for good times since 1988. With a wide selection of great foods and great beer, wine, and spirits, you always win at Mueller's. In the dugout or on the deck, let Mueller's be your locker room. Mueller's Locker Room, 120 South 2nd in Atchison, your sports bar for all seasons.
Other value menus have burritos, maybe even nachos. But only Taco John's valueist menu has the cheese-loving audacity to put nachos inside a burrito. With crunchy tortilla chips, creamy nacho cheese, and zesty sauces, our new Nacho Crunch burritos pack two melty faves into one. Try them with seasoned beef for just $2, or grilled chicken for $3. This might be our cheesiest menu ever. The valueist menu, only at Taco John. Bigger, bolder, better. Download our app, earn free food.
Taking a look at women's basketball in the Heart of America Athletic Conference, we have a couple of finals to report. Mount Mercy topped Evangel by 2 points, 75-73. It was a 76-60 victory for Clark over Missouri Valley. At the half in the ladies' games, we've got William Penn and Central Methodist matching up right now, with Central Methodist on top at 39 points to William Penn's 16. In the Graceland Mid-America Nazarene matchup, Mid-America Nazarene is at 30 points to Graceland's 21 at the half. Grandview is leading Park with 4 minutes and 9 seconds left in the second, 28-18. And with 4 minutes and 48 seconds left in the second, Peru State and Baker are reporting as tied at 23. I'll be back in just a moment with the men's scores.
Hi, this is Dan Rapplinger from Exchange Bank. You know, banking is so much better when you have friends that you know and trust. The kind you find at Exchange Bank. When it's time for a new car, a new house, or even a line of credit for your business, turn to us. We'll be there with you every step of the way. Exchange Bank. We're your friend and your banking partner. Equal housing lender. Member FDIC.
Exchange Bank and Trust. Community-minded, that's my bank.
Atchison Auto Parts, your independent Napa dealer, locally owned and operated. Stop by and see faces you recognize that have been in the business for over 50 years combined. They're all car guys who care about getting you the right part for your passenger vehicle or heavy-duty parts for the big trucks. They've extended their hours to better serve you. Now open 8 a.m. to 6 p.m. Monday through Saturday and 9 a.m. to 6 p.m. on Sunday. Atchison Auto Parts, 424 Woodlawn Avenue in Atchison.
Taking a look at men's college basketball in the Heart of America Athletic Conference, reporting with 2 minutes and 37 seconds left in the half, Evangel is leading Mount Mercy 73-42. In the Missouri Valley Clark game, with 11 minutes and 41 seconds left in the first, it is Missouri Valley 14, Clark 13. I'll be back in just a moment with a good look at that weather eye forecast.
Are you confused about the stock market? Do you feel like you're taking too much risk? Do you just feel lost at times on what to do? If you are looking for investment guidance in these uncertain times, Hamada Wealth Management is here to assist. Ken Hamada with Hamada Wealth Management has been helping retirees with their income and retirement plans for over 24 years. If you are looking for some direction with your investment and retirement portfolio, they invite you to give them a call. They'll be happy to sit down and review your financial goals, make sure your investments are in tune with your objectives, and finally, make sure you're not taking too much risk. At Hamada Wealth Management, they believe it's important to not just make money, but preserve it. To schedule your income and retirement plan review, give Ken a call at 913-379-8690. That's 913-379-8690. Or search online at Hamada Wealth, Atchison, Kansas. Securities offered through Avantax Investment Services, member FINRA, SIPC. Investment advisory services offered through Avantax Advisory Services.
Here's your Hot Country 93.7 forecast. Cloudy this afternoon with daytime highs approaching 51. Winds out of the south, 20 to 25 miles per hour. Lows level off around 30. Tonight, clear skies. High temperatures reach up to 52 tomorrow. Dry with temperatures well above average Monday and Tuesday and highs in the mid-50s. From the Weatherology Weather Center, I'm meteorologist Jennifer Wojcicki.
And this is Joseph Kerr with Hot Country 93.7, taking a look at the weather station located up on the campus of the Boys and Girls Club in North Atchison. We're sitting at 55.6 degrees Fahrenheit. The winds are out of the south-southwest at 7 miles per hour. However, we are a little bit low to the ground, reading at 31 feet. In downtown Atchison, I've got readings variable between 22 and 23 miles per hour out of the south. The relative humidity is sitting at 32%. The barometric pressure is currently steady as we've had a slight decline trend all day. Right now, checking in at 30.00 inches of mercury. Dew point, 26 degrees Fahrenheit, and our feels like temperature out there is 47 degrees. We'll be returning to Tom Kautz courtside in just a moment.
Subway makes it their priority to serve you the delicious meals you love in the easiest, safest ways possible. Order in-store, online, or through the Subway app for carryout service. And with so many sandwich and salad options, everyone in the family will be happy. Check out their fresh melts, signature wraps, no bready bowls, and amazing salads. At Subway, under the 5th Street Viaduct in Atchison.
No matter if it's winter, spring, summer, or fall, your investment and retirement goals need to be reviewed at least once a year. Hamada Wealth Management has been helping investors plan for over 25 years. If you need to make your IRA contribution or just want to talk, give Ken a call at 913-379-8690. That's 913-379-8690. Or search online at Hamada Wealth, Atchison, Kansas. Securities offered through Avantax Investment Services. Member FINRA, SIPC. Investment advisory services offered through Avantax Advisory Services.
Welcome back to Joe Charles Fieldhouse here in Canton, Missouri. We're on the campus of Comer Stockton College and getting set to go to the second half of the ladies' game where Benedictine leads CSC 32-25. Joseph, our producer, engineer, and the guy who just takes great care of you at halftime. He's back in the studio running all the stuff. Tom Kautz with you here courtside, literally. Courtside, score to my immediate left, the Benedictine bench to my immediate right. Benedictine is going to be running out the original starting five of Kennedy Nicholson and Twyla Carasquillo. Riley Wade, Jennifer Jenkins, and Aaliyah Raines for Culver. As with Benedictine, it will be the starting five of Mackenzie Lathrum, Aaliyah Ortiz, Kiana Ortiz, Avery Eddington, Katie Webb. Alternate possession. And the basketball will belong to Benedictine. Welcome back, everybody. Happy to have you with us. Don't forget to stick around. The guys' game coming up after this one. And, Joseph, it is my duty to inform you that I have been told as I checked at halftime they will not start the game early. It will start at 4 o'clock. So there you go with that for the guys' game. Benedictine putting the ball in play. We're underway in the third quarter. The pass down to the baseline. Trying to hit Aaliyah Raines as a cutter toward the rim, and they... pass is going to be rejected out of bounds. It'll come back in again to play to Benedictine at their offensive baseline. 19 on the shot clock. Coach Jeanette Bergen, you hear her in the background, the ninth season head coach here at Culver. Now to my immediate right, you can probably hear Coach Folsom again right here on the scores table. Here's a baseline jump shot for Twyla. Halfway down, crawls out, no good. Culver Stockton's going to rebound it down. Coming up with the basketball is going to be Katie Webb, and CSC back up the floor with it. 9.5 to play in the opening, or in the third quarter. 9.5 to go in the third quarter, just underway in the second half. Culver works it around to the left side. Raven still leading it by 7 at 32-25 for Culver. Kind of the same scenario we saw earlier, but this time his first shot is going to go off the window and good for Katie Webb. Katie was a little frustrated in the first half with her shooting very close shots, but she was 1 of 7, if you can believe that, from the 5, taking shots there 5 feet away. But she'll hit that one. Driving on the other end, a running shot is good. Jennifer Jacobs in double figures now with 10. It is 34-27 Benedictine at the 8:55 mark of the third. CSC again back down the right side with it. Here's a running baseline jump shot up, no good. Rebound, pull back down. Wildcats, the skip will go into the middle, and another short shot taken and not going in for Katie Webb. Benedictine with the board. Here's Nicholson to Twyla over to the left side. Riley will feed into the middle. It's mishandled for a moment by J.J., and the ball gets tied up. Possession arrow. Culver-Stockton. 8.5 to go in the third quarter. Benedictine with that 7-point lead at 34-27. They've led at one point by as many as 10. What they haven't done, they have not trailed today. Culver with the ball on the left side. Avery Edding takes it to the free throw line, spins 360, completely rotates on that left foot, can't find no one. Finally, he's able to lob it way back out on top. Culver will go down to the right block, back and in. And again, a near travel, now just falling away. The turnaround shot is up and good for Katie Webb. So many times today, I felt that Katie travels, but none of the officials seem to feel that. 34-29 at Benedictine by 5. 7:50 to go, third quarter. So the BC lead being cut into a little bit by Culver here in the early going of the second half. Down the left side with it. The Ravens go toward the bucket. Nothing there. Bring it back out on top. Here's Riley with it. Shot clock at 4. Gets it to Kennedy. The three-pointer short. And a rebound. A jump ball goes to Benedictine. That time the ball was brought down by Katie Webb. And Jennifer Jacobs got in there and tied that thing up. Webb will come out of the game. And coming in to replace her for Culver-Stockton is going to be Megan Deal, the 5'10" junior. Katie Webb, the 6-foot sophomore. She's out of Benton, Missouri. Here it comes into Twyla. Goes from 14. Can't get it to fall. Finally, Karis Quillo. Okay. Continues to look for her first point today. Culver Stockton around to the left side. 7-11 to go in the third quarter. 34-29. Benedictine by 5. Back out topside with it. On the floor, 2 times, 3 times. Driving into the middle is going to be Edding. Now they'll feed at the baseline. The little layup is going to be up and good. Sliding down the baseline, playing off the screen and hitting the bucket. Kiana Ortiz, she's got 9. They're even lead now down to 34-31. And we go inside 7 to play in the third quarter. Lady Ravens wrapping up the 22-23 season here this afternoon. The feed, oh, a beautiful backdoor play. The assist to Jacobs, the bucket to Wade. Bradley Wade's first points today, 36-31. Benedictine back to that 5-point lead. Culver kicks it off on top. Stepping in is going to be Aaliyah Ortiz. No room. Gets it back out on top. Little look-away pass in the runner and some contact. And as Megan Deal tumbles to the floor, we'll have a Benedictine foul. They're going to call a blocking foul on Riley Wade. It will be her first foul. It'll be the first foul by Benedictine in the second half. It will likely be the only foul called in the third quarter. And the Ravens are going to take Wade and Kyrus Quillo out of the game. For Benedictine, who are we going to have come back in? It looks like probably Bauman and Herrera. First free throw, it's up and in. So the free throw by Megan Deal, good. It is her third point today. 6:24 to play in the third quarter. Second free throw, she will hit them both. And again, now the Ravens by 3 at 36-33. 6:24 to play, third quarter here in Canton, Missouri, on the banks of the Mississippi. Back out to the left side. The ball's going to be knocked away, slapped out of bounds in midcourt. And did we get a foul? We're going to have a foul, yeah. How about this? Josie Landrum will pick up a foul. This is the first time we've had more than one foul in a quarter. And we've got one foul against each team here with 4 minutes into the second half. Ravens down the right side. They'll feed underneath to Jacobs. That was a pretty pass. Jacobs is going to kick it out. Where the baseline. Rainbow is up and good from deep from the left edge. The bucket to Michaela Bauman, her second three today. 39-33, Benedictine inside, 6 to go, third quarter. Driving down the right side, little body check. It's going to be a foul by Jacobs. Hitting the bucket and the plus one, Mackenzie Lathrop. Jacobs steps up and made, let us call it, firm body contact on that play. It'll be her first foul. Allie Kramer coming in for BC, also checking in for the Lady Ravens. You got to find Grace Dixon. 5:52 to go in the third quarter. Stepping to the free throw line, looking for that 3-point play for CSC is going to be Mackenzie Latham. She's a 5'4" senior from New London, Missouri, transferring in from UMSL. The shot? No. Rebound, Benedictine. And that was classic rebound by Riley Wade as she had, or by, excuse me, by Michaela Bauman as she had stepped in front of the shooter. You know, you always box out the shooter. The rebound came straight out, right to her hands, and then she's reached in and tied up in a jump ball. Goes back to Culver Stockton. But it was classic, classic free throw defense. Here's a drive in, the shot up, missed, and now we're going to get another foul instead of getting fouls called. This whistle is going to be on Aaliyah Rain. Aaliyah's first foul. So Lady Ravens have no player with more than one foul. However, in the third quarter now, they have accumulated three. And we've got 5:44 yet to play in the third. Free throw. Rims out, won't go in. One more shot coming up for Aaliyah Ortiz. Now, Aaliyah is the senior of the Ortiz sisters out of Tucson. She has not had a point yet today, and there she'll get her first. So Aaliyah Ortiz picking up her first point of the afternoon, 39-36. 5:38 to go. Ravens in the forecourt. Right in front of us, you can probably hear the ball on the floor. Going to be Kramer. She'll bring it off on top. Gets it to Herrera. Cross court it goes. Dixon, she's playing up the high post. Flashes to the top, now slides back down the lane. Right side of the free throw line it goes. BC has the ball stripped away. Five on the shot clock. The pass into the lane. Batted away. Out on top. Rains to desperation. Three at the buzzer. Draws no iron. It's going to go out of bounds in a shot clock violation. They'll give the basketball back to Culver Stockton. We've got 5:11 to go. Nearly midpoint of the third quarter. And Culver with an opportunity to tie the game with a three-point play. It is 39-36 Lady Ravens. Back out on top. It is Aaliyah Ortiz. They'll bring it out on top to Latham. Latham goes three, looking for the tie. Does not get it, and the long rebound. Tracked down in the corner, but lost out of bounds. BC is going to save it back in. So for Benedictine, they have bent, but they have not broken. And at 4:50 to go in the third, back up forward with the basketball will come Allie Kramer. Allie gets it to Kiana, and that's over and back. That was a great school basketball mistake. Herrera goes into the forecourt with the ball. Kramer's following it up the court. Herrera tosses it back to her. Now, Allie Kramer trying to get into the forecourt quickly, but there was no chance for that. And the Ravens with a turnover at 4:40 to play in the third quarter. And again, an opportunity to tie the game for Culver Stockton. They'll go to the right side, look to the middle. Nothing there. Benedict's defense has been good today. 4:29 to go in the third quarter. Here's a runner on the baseline right. It's up and in, and we have a one-point game off the bucket by Whitney Waterhouse Brennan. 39-38. So BC has been up by as many as 10. They lead now by one. And going down the court, we're going to get a whistle and a foul. Foul is going to be on Megan Teal. Her first team foul two by CSC in the third quarter. And Kramer will take the inbound. Allie, the private Nemaha Central, kicks it over to Rain. Allie, another big seven athlete out of Jeff West. The feet down to the left side. The skip pass on top. The look away to the point. Herrera goes right side and that is into the crowd. A horrific pass. It's going to come past my table. And Benedictine is taking a timeout. They're going to run players into the game. They're taking a timeout. Time to circle the wagons for the Ravens. We're taking a break. Joseph at 3:55 to go in the third quarter. Benedictine 39, Culver Stockton 38.
Hundley Liquor is your hometown liquor store with everything you can imagine. Whether you're in the mood to finish a great day by kicking back and drinking a domestic or imported beer, or maybe even a fine wine to pair with your dinner tonight, whatever your need, look no further. Hundley Liquor at 119 South 9th Street has got it. Beer, wine, spirits. Hundley Liquor, hometown friendly, hometown helpful in Atchison.
In front by one. Culver Stockton putting it into play directly in front of us here at the scorer's table. And putting it in play. It's going to be Kiana Ortiz. CSC into the forecourt. 3:48 to go. Ravens up a point. Again, Cobra has never led in the game. They'll accelerate to the right side, feed it off the block, dump it off on top. Here's an uncontested 15-footer that misses. But Cobra comes down with a rebound. They'll dip it over to the left side. The shot is up and in. It's a bucket with the lead. It's a foul by Benedictine, and Cobra Stockton has taken the momentum away in this game. The whistle is going to be on Jennifer Jacobs. It is going to be her second foul. Kramer coming out of the game for Benedictine and back into the Raven lineup is going to be Kennedy Nicholson, the 5'6 sophomore from Eisenhower High School. At the free throw line, Kiana Ortiz. She's got 11 points. This free throw, no. Rebound, Culver, and a putback up and in. And again, with interior position, Avery Edding, the smallest player on the floor, beats the bench and puts it back in. Edding is 5'6". Benedictine up the floor, turns it over. Culver Stockton is going to just sneak up behind it, take it away from Michaela Bauman. Culver with the ball, with the momentum. The baseline three, no. Rebound, Twyla. It is 42-39. 3 minutes to go in the third. Culver has the lead. Benedictine back with the basketball. Here's Raines with it on top. Fits it to Jacobs. Right side, Nicholson. Kennedy starts to drive in. Dumps it over the edge. Aaliyah Raines takes the baseline. Her little patented reverse layup as she crosses over is up and good. If there is a trademark shot for Aaliyah Raines, it is that one. Her first points of the second half, and Benedictine is back within one at 42-41, and 2.5 to go in the third quarter. Exciting ball game here in Canton. Culver will have it down the left side of the lane, dish it over into the corner. It's an uncontested three, no, and a rebound, Benedictine. Sandy Ravens will bring it up. Here comes Kennedy. Nicholson down the left side in front of the band. Dumps it over to the baseline. Raines will drive up in. Feeds out on top to Jacobs. Body's all over the floor. No foul call. Ball stolen. Culver down the court. Behind the back pass. Circus play. It's up and good. Plus one. What an assist. Coming down the floor by Katie Baker. She's dribbling with the right hand. Coming down the right side of the lane. Throws the ball behind her back. A look-away pass to her twin coming down the left side of the lane. Who hits the bucket. Draws the foul. What a possession by Culver Stockton. It stinks them to a three-point lead and a chance to make it four. Hitting that bucket is going to be Waterhouse Brennan. 2:01 to go in the third. Jim grows quiet as the free throw coming up. And rolls out no good. BC will rebound it. It is 44-41. Ravens trail by three. Going inside, 2 minutes to play. Third quarter. Top side, Twyla. Jacobs. Right side it goes. Kennedy. Back out on top. Raines has it stripped out of her hands from behind and no foul called. Down the floor comes Lathrop. She'll drive. She'll shoot. She will score. That ball was just ripped out of the hands of Aaliyah Raines from behind. No foul. And the foot race to the other end was on. 46-41. Benedictine trails by five with a minute 25 to go in the third quarter. Culver Stockton must have talked about some things at halftime. They have come out an inspired team. Raines at the baseline, goes for a three, a little too strong. Rebound underneath Wade. Her ball is shot way off the mark. Culver rebounding it back. Here they come. Quickly down the floor, Aaliyah Ortiz kicks it off on top to Kiana in the lane, passes it out. We're going to have a big collision, and which way is this foul going to go? Officials taking his time, coming out. The whistle is going to be on Kiana Ortiz. It'll be her first foul of the game, 13th foul by Culver Stockton in the third quarter. And Benedictine is going to rotate players. Raines coming out of the game, back in for Coach Folsom. You're going to find Allie Kramer. And tell you what, let's just set the BC five. You got Nicholson out there with Kramer. You've also got Kiana Herrera, Jennifer Jacobs, and Riley Wade. Here's your Raven five in the last minute of the third quarter. BC with a basketball, treading it by five. They've led by as many as 10 today. but Cobra has come out hot in the third quarter. Here's a three for Kennedy. No. Rebound. Fought for. Jacobs is going to wrench it free. Do we get a jump ball call? We do. Possession, BC. They're going to reset the shot clock to 20. 37 to go in the third quarter. Benedictine putting it a play at their offensive end. Just to the left of the goal, just outside the lane, it'll be brought in play. Comes out on top. Cross-court pass from Riley Wade. Bad. It's saved nicely by Kennedy Nicholson. It goes back over to the right side to Herrera. To feed into the middle. Thrown away by Benedictine and Kramer. Here comes Culver. 20 seconds to go and the shot clock is off in the third quarter. CSC is going to go to the fourth quarter with the lead. The question is, what will that lead be? Here's Aaliyah Ortiz. She has it up on top, gets it to Lathrum. Over to the right side, Landrum. Back over to the left edge, Lathrum. She tries to drive, working against Nicholson. 3 seconds, 2 seconds, goes baseline, shot blocked, and that is half. That's the quarter. We've got a timeout on the floor and are going to the fourth quarter in Canton, Missouri. But now, Culver Stockton with the advantage. The score here on KAIR-FM, Horton Atchison. Culver Stockton 46, Benedictine 41.
Skyway Banks at 711 Commercial Street in downtown Atchison is always introducing new products with you in mind. Check out the selection of slim and foldable batteries, Delta gummies, carts, and dispos. If it's e-juice you want, Skyway Vapes has it, along with all of your vaping accessories. It's the vaping experience you want. Friendly, knowledgeable service with a range of products that can't be beat. Skyway Vapes, 711 Commercial in downtown Atchison. Open 10 to 9, Monday through Saturday, Sunday, noon to 7.
The third quarter found Culver Stockton with hardly any shots missed. I mean, they were fantastic. They outscored Benedictine in the third quarter, 21-9, and have taken their first lead of the ballgame, going to the fourth now, up by five. The rebound shooting percentage still pretty similar, 42.5%, 17-40, but for Culver Stockton, 20-48. They're up now to over 41, almost 42%. That is a huge improvement from the way they began the game. Benedictine hitting half of their outside shots, 6 of 12. Culver is 3 of 12. And at the free throw line, Braves are still 1 of 2. They only have that one early game free throw by Grace Dixon. Culver Stockton is 3 of 7, shooting poorly from the outside. Ravens have turned it over a lot, 14 times. Thank you. 14 turnovers for Benedictine through three quarters. Culver has turned it over 6. It will belong to Culver Stockton. They'll be putting it into play at midcourt from the far side. We're set to go to the fourth quarter. Out on the floor for Culver is going to be Lathrum, Ortiz, Edding, and Webb. For Benedictine, Nicholson, Karis Quillo, Wade, Jacobs, and Rain. So each team is a starting five in there to begin the fourth, and we're underway. Culver with the basketball, skips it down the left side of the lane, drive it across, the kick to the outside edge. Thinking about three and then finally passing it up is going to be Aaliyah Ortiz. Here's a jumper from 15. It rattles home, and we haven't seen Katie Webb for a while. She's in there now in the 6-foot sophomore. Knocks it down, making it 48-41. Culver's largest lead of the game now, up 7, with 9:20 to play. Riley will go baseline. Lobs it over to the left side to Kennedy. Comes out on top, Herrera. The three from straight away, knocking it down. What a nice shot by Kiana Herrera, and she's got 7. 48-44 at 9:10 to play. Swinging the ball over to the left side, Lathrum. She'll go all the way down to baseline. Little body check, no foul call. The ball is going to be rescued underneath by Kiana Ortiz. Jump on the outside, no good. And this time, Benedictine will sweep down the rebound. Herrera clears it down. BC up the floor. Herrera, topside, thought about taking another three, then passed on the opportunity. Hits it over to Wade. Now Keanu will take another three. It doesn't go down. Rebound Culver. Lathrum comes down with the ball and brings it up the floor herself. Mackenzie Lathrum, 5'4" senior. Falling away, the shot blocked by Jennifer Jacobs. Katie Webb was trying to get a shot away. Kid was falling away. Jacobs goes up and blocks, and now kind of a delayed whistle. They're going to call Jennifer for a foul on that play. Jacobs will have collected her third foul, two in the third quarter, now one in the fourth. And that is Benedictine's first fourth quarter foul. Back to the line. Culver Stockton stepping up there. Katie Webb. Again, Culver has not shot free throws well today, but Katie hasn't had a shot at one yet. She will put this one up and in. And that is her ninth point this afternoon. Again, Katie Webb, the 6 foot sophomore out of Benton, Missouri. 21-9 third quarter for Culver Stockton. That was a big, big swing. One more free throw coming up for Webb. And it is in. She's got 10. 50-44. 8:26 to go in the game. Ravens battling to get it into the forecourt. They'll get it just across. Now they're going to try to trim. Ben Kramer, she's up top. She's in trouble. Knocks it out of bounds off a Culver player. That was a big-time play by an experienced player. Right in front of us here at the scores table. And she gets them all. They threw it to her in the forecourt, just across midcourt. And suddenly she was jammed up. It was a tough place to give her the ball. Good play to get out of it. And the Ravens are going to maintain possession, putting it in play, and out on top is going to be Herrera. Over to the left side, Kramer. Now driving across Reigns, it's going to be stripped out of her hands and knocked out of bounds. BC will be putting it into play again at a baseline, and I think they reset the shot clock, and that may not be correct. Hold on, I think they're going to walk over, and the officials will probably reset it. Yeah, one on the shot clock. So for Benedictine, options pretty limited. They got to get this thing up immediately. Looking. It comes in. The shot goes up as the buzzer is off the rim. No good. Rebound. Take it away. Herrera goes up. Foul from behind by Whitner Waterhouse Brennan. So Waterhouse Brennan has her, what? That her second foul of the day? And Kiana Herrera will be at the line for BC. She only had 7 points. She's hit a three here in this fourth quarter, a big one, and the first free throw is up and good. 8 points so far for Benedictine's freshman from St. Joe Bishop Laban High School, 5'11" Kiana Herrera. Second free throw, hits them both. 50-46 with 7:51 to play. Now, Culver's going to make an interesting coaching change here, taking out the six-footer, and coming back instead with 5'4" Mackenzie Latham. So they are a smaller, quicker team. Here's a drive to the other end of the floor. Lots of contact. And as she climbs back to her feet, Culver Stockton is going to send Aaliyah Ortiz to the free throw line. Grace Dixon will collect her first foul tonight. Benedictine team foul two of the fourth quarter. Now, Aaliyah Ortiz, free throw, up and good. She has only 1 point now, two. And is 2 of 3 at the free throw line. It is sister Avery with 6. She'll hit both of these free throws. And Culver is giving no ground right now. 52-46, right back to that 6-point lead. 7:40 to go. A forward of basketball, and down the right side, circling it back out on top, Allie Kramer. Now she holds up her dribble, top of the key, swings it over to the left edge to Aaliyah Reigns. Reigns will cut into the lane, moves the handle, picks it back up, spins, twists, turns, puts the shot up and hits the front lip of the rim, and it's no good. And then we're going to have a whistle, and we have a Culver Stockton foul. No, a Benedictine foul. Foul is going to be on Riley Wade. A couple of fouls by Riley, one in the third quarter, now this one. And with 7:22 to go in the game, Culver Stockton with the ball and with a 6-point lead. Ravens are going to press all the way up the floor now. A little defense from end to end. Culver with it in the backcourt. On the near side is going to be Latham. She'll bring it up the floor. Look at her drive down. Leans almost with her body parallel to the ground like a running back in a 3-point stance. And the driving shot hung on the rim and it falls into the delight of the senior day crowd here in the Joe Charles Fieldhouse. The foul on Herrera. Kiana has her first. And a chance at a conventional three for Culver Stockton's Aaliyah Ortiz, and the senior puts it up and in. She has had a 5-point third quarter. And Culver Stockton's lead now is substantial. They're in front 55-46 with 7:07 left. Benedictine will find them being pressed on the upcourt play. On the left side, Nicholson, still in the backcourt, gets it to midcourt to Herrera. Back on the left side, Nicholson across the timeline. Inside 7 minutes to go in the game, Benedictine down 9. Work cut out for him. Herrera right side, out on top, Reigns. The defender quickly, briskly, inward face. Back out on top, it'll go to the 3 of Nicholson. There it is, Kennedy! Her first point since the third quarter. Kennedy Nicholson has 6, 55-49. And we are at 6.5 minutes to go. Lander with the ball. Out on top, Brennan. They'll feed it left side of the lane. Cutting into the lane. The drive on top. The 3-point shot. Set sail. Missing. Rebound. Herrera. BC back up the floor. Kiana gets it away. And Callie Kramer down the left side with it. To Kiana. Over to the right side, Nicholson. Once Grace, the pass is going to be batted away. The defense in front of her is too good by Brennan. And Benedictson turns it over. With 6 minutes to play, Culver Stockton has the basketball and a 6-point lead. 5:55 to go. Is the ball into the forecourt, down the left side to Josie Landra. BC is going to bring Jacobs into the game. They're going to bring also back into the game Twyla Carasquillo. BC steals the ball, and then the upcourt pass right into the hands of Ortiz, and Culver's going to save it. Coach Bergen wants the timeout. Joseph, we want one also. Here we go into the last 5:44 of the girls' game, the final game of the year. It is Culver Stockton 55, Benedictine 49.
Deciding between Original Medicare and Medicare Advantage plans can be difficult, yet it's one of the most important decisions you'll make because it affects your health, your finances, and your peace of mind. The Health Benefits Navigator at Amberwell can help you to review your options carefully and choose the plan that is best suited to your personal needs. This service is free and available to all community members, whether you're a patient at Amberwell or not. To set up a free appointment, please call 913-367-2650. That's 913-367-2650.
5 minutes and 44 seconds to play in the ladies' game, the guys' game. Coming up at 4 o'clock, so stick around. We've got more college hoops here on Kent Radio this afternoon. It's a beautiful day outdoors here in Kent, Missouri, right on the banks of the Mississippi River. So, while that's happening outside, there are a lot of people who have decided, I'm going to spend this thing indoors today. It's been senior day here at Culver Stockton's campus. 53 degrees outside right now. I'm sure Joseph could tell me what it is in the careless thing area, but probably a lot like that. Coming out of the timeout, it'll be Culver Stockton basketball, 28 on the shot clock. Putting it in play will be Aaliyah Ortiz. Aaliyah looking to bring it in, looking, skips it to the free throw line to sister Kiana. The drive at the baseline, the shot goes up and missing. Ravens are going to rebound it down. Here comes Benedictine. And the ball's stolen away. Back comes Latham. She'll go in. Up. Missed it. Latham gets a little wild, a little carried away sometimes on her trip down the floor. Put up probably an ill-advised shot that would have been really spectacular had it gone in, but it did not. And the Ravens coming up court with it. BC back around to the right side. Underneath, Twyler's hook shot is up and blocked. Rebound underneath JJ. She'll try to dribble on top, and she is grabbed from behind. Bear hug. And is there a foul? No. They're going to say the ball is out of bounds by Benedictine. It's going to be off. No question. It was off Jacobs. But a defender had literally wrapped her arms around her and was holding her from behind. Oh, my. 5 minutes to go in the game. Culver into the forecourt. Aaliyah Ortiz left side. Back off on top to Kiana. And now they're going to back away. Culver's ready to run some time off this clock. Leading by 6 with 4:50 to play. Ball handed over to Lathrop. She'll launch the three. Too strong. And a rebound saved out on top. And Comer's going to get a chance to run another 20 down. And again, it's going to be McKenzie Lathrop with the ball. Lathrop is another senior on this team. She brings some leadership. She brings some spark, some enthusiasm. Here's a shot clock at 2. The desperation shot goes up. Doesn't draw iron in. So Bennett Ekman does not give up any points, but Comer, with two possessions, is able to take 50 seconds off. We're down to 4:19 to play. BC with the ball, but only down two possessions. It is 55-49. Ellen top, Allie Kramer. Gets it to Twyla. Here's Quillo to Jacobs. Back over to the right side, Kramer. Out on top, Kennedy. Steps inside, steps back. The open three won't drop. And the long rebound is going to be allowed by Culver to go out of bounds. It will be CSC basketball. 3:57 left. Culver putting it in play from down to the right at the very end of the Benedictine bench, deep in the backcourt. Broadcast up the floor. Right side is going to be Aaliyah Ortiz. 3:47, 3:46, 3:45 to go in the season. The clock running out. Ravens down 6. Take a mount some comeback here. The 15-footer by Latham, no good. Rebound pulled down by JJ. Jennifer coming up with a basketball on the Ravens into the forward court. And again, here comes Allie Kramer. She'll go baseline, cuts inside the defender, falling away, spins and shoots. And we're going to get that bucket to count. We are not. I guess, are they going to call a travel? You just can't see from down on the floor, but apparently the Ravens are going to be, yep, they're going to call a turnover by Allie Kramer. So Benedictine, no points out of that possession. And again, Latham coming up the floor. This time the Ravens are going to steal it away. Twyla gets mugged in the backcourt. No foul. Delphine Latham all alone lays it up and in. If you enjoy full contact basketball, you got to hear this afternoon. With 3 minutes to go in the game, it is a 57-49 Culver lead. CSC back on defense. The Ravens will feed to the block. Jacobs will cross over underneath, lay it up and miss it. Rebound Twyla, and her body's strewn on the floor. Two Culver players lying atop one another. And they're going to call a turnover on Benedictine. And we're going to get a timeout, BC. Ravens taking a break. Joseph, we'll see if we can sort this business out. With 2:47 to go in the game, Comer Stockton 57, Benedictine 49.
Get your tan on at Snap Fitness. You don't have to be a Snap Fitness member to take advantage of their great tanning deals. With 3 tanning beds, appointments are available from 10 a.m. to 1 p.m. and 2 p.m. to 6 p.m. on Monday through Thursdays and 10 a.m. to 12 p.m. on Fridays and Saturdays. Call them at 913-367-1511 to schedule. Get your tan on at Snap Fitness, 409 Commercial in Atchison.
With 2 minutes and 47 seconds to go in the ladies' game, 57-49 is a Culver Stockton lead. Welcome back, everybody, with Joseph, producing and engineering in the Care Sports Studio. Tom counts with you here, and for Benedictine, there is a hill to climb and a rock to push up, and let's see what Coach Folsom has sketched out for his team is coming out of the floor. In order, Twyla Karras-Quillo and Jennifer Jacobs. You're going to find Allie Kramer with Aaliyah Raines and Kennedy Nicholson. So those are the Benedictine five. And now the officials are not having the Lady Ravens come out. One has come over here talking to Coach Folsom. The other two are reviewing. Remember a moment ago I mentioned that there was a big collision underneath. No fouls called. Bodies laying on the floor. Well, apparently they're trying to go back to the video and see what had gone on. But I'm going to tell you, when they go to the video, you never see anything. It's just kind of a vague blur. It's like one of those paranormal shows, you know, where they think they saw a shadow moving across the back of a dark room, but you're not really sure if there was one. That's kind of what they see out here. It's grainy, it's blurry, it's out of focus, and that was coming away with pretty much nothing. 2:47 to go. 2:47 to go in the ballgame. It's 57-49. And now the officials have a chat right in front of you, Coach Bolson. Don't want to be the kind of a guy to eavesdrop on another person's conversation. So we'll see what, not what they're visiting about, but we'll see what the result of any call may be. And it looks like we're going to get free throws out of this deal somehow. Benedictine is over the number, so we're going to get a foul call. Apparently, a foul is going to be called on Twyla. It will be her second of the game, and Culver Stockton is coming to the free throw line. It would seem that, as that is over the five-foul limit, that the free throws shot are going to be because of a foul and not because of anything beyond that. The free throw by Kiana Ortiz is good for her 12th point of the game. Culver stretches its lead to 9. One more shot coming up for the sophomore Ortiz sister, and it's no good. Latham comes down with a rebound, and we get a jump ball call. It is 58-49 CSC. And Comer Stockton here in the fourth quarter has outscored Benedictine 12-8. So in the second half, it is 33-17 Comer Stockton. And Raven up court pass was telegraphed. It is stolen. The drive to the rack and an easy layup for Aaliyah Ortiz. Kramer had the basketball on the left side and didn't have to be a visionary to see where it was going to her only teammate coming up the left. The defender saw that. Ortiz anticipated, jumped the route, goes to the other end, scores it up. It's an 11-point game. And now as Reigns drives into the middle, she's able to draw a foul and will be the first of the ballgame by Aaliyah Ortiz. And a little show of emotion, and you hardly get that from Aaliyah Reigns, but she seemed pleased that there was actually a foul called in the middle. So she had a little moment of exuberance. The free throw is up and good, and Aaliyah 13 points now. With 2 minutes and 14 seconds to play, it is 60-50. And the second one is up, and it is also good, so it's 60-51. And Reigns will hit them both. 14 for Aaliyah Reigns. 2 minutes to go. Culver at the top of the key with the heels on the line, looking back. Culver is being very patient. Well, they should. Oh, a nice pass in the middle. The lob comes out on top. 8 on the shot clock. Ortiz goes left. The layup is up and in with the left hand. Kiana Ortiz, the assist by Aaliyah Ortiz. 62-51, and for the second time, Benedictine trails by 11, but now with a minute 40 to go. Out on top, Callie Kramer. Kramer to Twyla. Back on the right side, Kramer. Top side, Kennedy. Nicholson's 3, off the mark. Rebound is on the floor. Players diving for it, fight for it, jump ball, possession. Culver Stockton. And we've got a minute 23 to go. Culver putting it in play from the back court. Benedict is going to press a little bit on the up court play, but not a real tight body contact, hand in your face kind of a defense. Up the left side is going to be Aaliyah Ortiz. Again, they go to the top of the key. The 5 posts up there, heels on the line, back to the rim. Now they'll drive it over to the right side with 8 on the shot clock. We're inside a minute to go. The baseline shot missing. And a rebound, Twyla. Here's Quillo. Questions down. Will that be the last rebound we see her get? Here's a feed out on top. Kennedy for 3. Nope. Rebound tipped out. It's going to be saved by Rain to Kennedy. Back to Jennifer. 18 on the shot clock. 39 seconds left in the season. Benedictine runs a little motion. Top side, Kramer for 3. No. Rebound underneath. It's going to go out of bounds. And it will be Culver basketball. Shot clock, game clock, separated by 1 second. Culver Stockton is going to bring Whitner Waterhouse Brennan out of the game. And we're going to get Malia Carmack in. Here's a drive right side. The finger roll is up and good for Ortiz. That's Aaliyah Ortiz, 64-51. Shot clock's off. Here comes Benedictine. Last possession of the year. 15 seconds left. On the left side, Twilight spins, turns. Yeah, it won't go in. Twilight hard to the floor. No fouls as usual. Culver into the forecourt. 6 seconds, five. Final score here this afternoon. Culver Stockton 64, Benedictine 51, and we'll be back to summarize it after this.
It's time for the Amberwell Postgame Show on Care Radio 93.7 and online at mscsports.net. Stay tuned. Our postgame coverage begins right after this. Deciding between Original Medicare and Medicare Advantage plans can be difficult, yet it's one of the most important decisions you'll make because it affects your health, your finances, and your peace of mind. The Health Benefits Navigator at Amberwell can help you to review your options carefully and choose the plan that is best suited to your personal needs. This service is free and available to all community members, whether you're a patient at Amberwell or not. To set up a free appointment, please call 913-367-2650. That's 913-367-2650. Burgers, blizzards, and more, all at Dairy Queen Grill and Chill in Atchison. Try a DQ signature stack burger like the Flamethrower or the loaded A1 stack burgers. Try the seasonal treats, including the Frosted Sugar Cookie Blizzard, Candy Cane Chill Blizzard, and the Caramel Mocha Chip Shake. It's all at Dairy Queen Grill and Chill in Atchison, where it's fan food, not fast food.
Lewis Chevrolet Buick is your trusted Buick Chevrolet dealership in Atchison, and the reason why their loyal customers keep coming back. From the time you enter the showroom or service center, you can expect to be treated like family, each and every visit. Lewis Chevrolet Buick, dedicated to providing exceptional customer service and being an integral part of the Atchison community. See them at 314 Woodlawn.
Back to Canton, Missouri. Well, I realize it's senior day, but it is chapel quiet in this gymnasium. And usually you think after a big win, last regular season game of the year, there'll be lots of racket. There is none. I think they can hear me absolutely from one end of this to the other in a normal speaking voice. So kind of eerie here at the Joe Charles. Let's recap the scoring in this one. First of all, for CSC, how about this? They placed four players in double-digit scoring. 14 for Kiana Ortiz and Mackenzie Lathram. 10 apiece for Katie Webb and Aaliyah Ortiz. 6 this afternoon for Avery Edding. It was a 4-point game for both Winter Waterhouse Brennan and Megan Teal. And 2 today for Josie Landrum. For Benedictine, Lady Ravens led by Aaliyah Raines. They so often are. 14 for Aaliyah today and Jennifer Jacobs with 10. 9 today for Kiana Herrera. It was 6 this afternoon for both Kennedy Nicholson and Michaela Bauman. 3 today, Allie Kramer. Riley Wade had 2 and 1 today for Grace Dixon. Benedictine jumped out in front. It looked good in the early going of the game for the Lady Ravens. A double-digit lead midpoint of the second quarter. In fact, 10-point lead, exactly 5 minutes left in the half. They went into the locker room up 7, but the second half was an entirely different story. Culver Stockton outscored Benedictine in the second half, 39-19 on the way to this win, leading by as many as 11 down the stretch. So for CSC, their record advances to 18-10, and they end the conference season at 13-9 for Benedictine. They wrap up the season at 9-19, 6-16 in the heart. Again, it's going to be a little bit before we get back. 4 o'clock for the guys' game as they are doing senior day activities here, and we will allow them to enjoy all of that. We will enjoy it with them as best we can. And we'll be back. Guys' game coming up at the top of the hour. Again, the final score in the ladies' contest this afternoon. It was Culver Stockton 64, Benedictine 51. We'll return before you know it.
Thanks for listening to the Amberwell Postgame Show and Benedictine Raven Basketball, heard on Care Radio 93.7 and online at mscsports.net. Special thanks to our title sponsor, Hamada Wealth Management. This has been an MSC Sports production.